Good morning, a chilly Monday morning. We are with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with the Lieutenant Governor today, Ken. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul of New York says she takes Governor Andrew Cuomo at his word that he's not running for president, but if she says is prepared if he changes his mind.
Yeah, she says she has no reason to believe he is going to run. He hasn't told her that. And she said she already works really hard. She's all over the place, but she could take on more if need be. But she just doesn't expect that to happen. I jokingly asked her if she has spoken to David Patterson, who obviously in 2008 was elevated to governor unsuspectingly. She said no.
Well, in the meantime, she's got to focus. You have a column today about her pointing her efforts toward childcare and the New York workforce.
Yeah, she feels these are issues that have kind of flown under the radar in New York. She is a co-chair of a child care task force that the governor created, and she wants to really focus on that. She feels the lack of child care in New York, especially for lower income people, makes it difficult to choose. Do I work more hours and work a different career, or am I able to take care of my kids? She wants to address that. And the same with workforce development. She feels that women in particular are not going into fields like high tech fields that pay more money.
Ken Lovett, explain why you say that the Catholic Church is shaping up to be one of 2019's biggest losers.
Yeah, it's not often in a legislative session that you're not even a month in and you can see a winner and loser. But with the Democrats now controlling the both houses of the legislature and the governor's mansion, a lot of issues that the Catholic Church, Cardinal Dolan out of New York City, have blocked successfully for years, more than a decade, are now sailing through the legislature, whether that is giving transgender New Yorkers more coverage under the anti-discrimination laws. This week, they're going to expand and strengthen the state's abortion laws. In a couple of weeks, they're going to do the Child Victims Act. These are all things the Catholic Church has fought vehemently against and had an ear in the when the Republicans controlled the Senate. Now they're sailing through.
Ken, explain to us who Elizabeth Crothers is and why she's a subject of your writing today.
Elizabeth Crothers was a Republican legislative aide back in 2001 who accused then-Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's chief counsel of rape. Silver did not take the accusation seriously, even eating pretzels while she recounted it in front of her. But now Crothers is really livid because Silver's former top aide and confidant and chief defender, a woman named Judy Rapfogel, has begun lobbying in Albany. She opened her own firm, and she now has a $240,000 contract with a nonprofit pushing for the Child Victims Act. And she says, Crothers, that it's an outrage and that really Rapfogel and others who do such things should be ostracized by lawmakers. They shouldn't meet with her.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. You can read more at nydailynews.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, as always, thank you.
Anytime. Be well. Stay warm.